going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I believe we have the best lineup in the National League. Our guys are just, and just before I start on that, our guys have just been doing an incredible job. I do truly believe we have one of the most in, top to bottom, just thorough, great offenses in baseball, and kudos to them for putting up runs, especially off of my first inning, and just makes things a little bit easier out there when constantly you're in every game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Ben Brown. He has a deeper voice than I expected.
Really?
He seems
well-spoken.
He seems older than his age.
He's more mature than you'd think.
Yes, he was saying that. He is well-spoken.
He's also very mature on the mound. He's the guy that has all the swing and miss stuff in the starting rotation. They're going to need him moving forward.
He needs another pitch.
He's got two.
Yeah, I know.
Got two.
Let me just repeat what I said. He needs another
pitch. He might, moving forward. He can do a lot of things with those two pitches, but you're right. I think ultimately they'd like to see him do that. But not to be argumentative, but I do think that when you look at Justin Steele, who is on the mend now, out till next year probably.
Good news from Justin Steele.
Good news from Justin Steele, but he's basically a two-pitch pitcher.
Dustin, it looked very
good.
Confused.
Good. Why good news?
Because they said.
They said it'd be a year from.
No, they said now. It was a revisionist. I think the term was, they used the word revisionist surgery. And they said basically that it wasn't a complete Tommy John. That if he'd had a complete Tommy John, it would have been
a bit longer.
17
yeah.
months.
I think that it was
relative.
Encouraging. But relative to the news that it could have been.
Yes.
But there's still nothing good about that.
Right. And it's still very, not concrete. Maybe by the time we talk to Tommy Hottovy. It just, I heard Craig Counsell.
What's not concrete?
Craig was, who have we heard from?
Craig.
No, did you, in the pregame on Saturday.
Yes.
It was very confusing. He wouldn't put a word. He couldn't put a word on it. He wouldn't say if it was Tommy John. He just said there's different words.
Yeah, because Tommy John is a total.
It was very. But he didn't say it wasn't Tommy John. To me, as a listener on Saturday morning,
right.
Before the game started, I was.
I don't want to get caught
confused.
Up on this, but let me. Can I ask you why it matters?
Well, because of the amount of time.
I'm reacting to what Mully said.
I want him to tell me how long they think he's going to be out. I don't need.
He said a year.
I don't need to see his x-rays
or his
post-op report.
He said a year.
A year. So I think a year from now, it's going to be, if you're counting on Justin Steele to be contributing to the Cubs before the All-Star break 2026, you're probably going to be disappointed.
Right. And
he might be okay, though, by then. The implication.
Well, that's okay then.
If you look at the injury as he termed it, Dustin, it means it's not a complete Tommy John. And when you have your second Tommy John, it takes 17 months. And so instead of it being more than a year, they feel that he will be able to pitch early next year.
The recovery time is shorter when you don't have to do a complete – Tommy John surgery for the second time is what the point is. And I think it's a good one. It's worth remembering. And at the same time, it goes to the back. Because once you got the news that Justin Steele was not going to be contributing to this year's team, all of the urgency became about what do you do about that void in the rotation. And I don't think it's...
The question remains.
It still is unanswered. But I do think they're trying to cobble together a response. I don't think it's one that anybody blames them for maybe not being fully prepared for. You lose your first or second best starter. We can have that debate. It's irrelevant. But you lose a guy like Justin Steele, and it's going to take you more than a week to figure out what to do next, especially this early in the season.
He used the term revision repair, which apparently among the various arm elbow surgeries, that's a thing. It just means that he doesn't need the complete rehaul. It means that he would be able to, he might not be ready for spring training in a year, but early in the season, he'll be ready to pitch again.
And start to ramp back up.
In other words, like if they find an internal solution to what's going on, right? Let's say Colin Rea ends up exceeding their expectation, whomever it may be, then they don't necessarily have to go out and get an arm before next year because they know he'll be coming back early next year.
It will affect their off-season approach to building that pitching rotation.
Exactly.
And I think that is a valid point to consider, to remember, and to place on the back burner philosophically and strategically. Because what you do then is so far down, and I know you realize this, because everything remains about 2025 because of the contractual reality when you have a player like Kyle Tucker, and if you look at the WAR, it backs up the hype. You have a player like him as a rental until they prove otherwise, until they do otherwise. You've got to respond. Now, Sandy Alcantara is not available until the deadline. The Marlins have said that or put that out there. Other trades are not going to be made until closer to the deadline for starting pitchers. Fine. The Cubs' internal option, Colin Rea, looks like he does. He's like he's up for the task for now. But you've got that void now. You've got now.
And Assad, though, is coming back.
He got pushed back today.
And who's the other guy down in the minors that is just starting to throw? What I'm saying is, according to what I have read, what they have said is that they can concentrate on re-signing Kyle Tucker as opposed to having to go out and try to buy Dylan Cease on the free agent market or whomever may be.
You can do both.
You
can do both.
But I'm saying it allows you the feeling that he will be coming back. Doesn't mean this year it helps you in any way.
But
it does help you next year.
Let's prioritize, though. Let's prioritize. Because I think what you're talking about here is, all right, how big of a deal is this, what you just said? I do believe it's not insignificant. The revision repair, or however they want to term it or explain it about Justin Steele, matters big picture, long term.
Yes.
But you're not thinking big picture, long term
now. No, you're thinking this year, period.
You're thinking, what do you need to do to fulfill the potential of this team this season? With you have one season of Kyle Tucker, theoretically. You've got to go out and eventually starting pitcher. You need one. You need to shore up your bullpen. You need to do that. And I think that I think to me, that's priority one. If you're the Cubs right now, sitting there at 14-10, sitting there in first place in the NL Central on April 21st, fix your bullpen, address your third base situation, and then go get a starting pitcher.
Okay, and I'm not arguing with any of that, but I'm asking you if you think Matt Shaw may eventually fix your third base situation. Are you now that he's been sent down and cast asunder, does that mean out of sight, out of mind, go make another trade like you did a year ago for a third baseman and see if you can somehow improve that? This is what I'm asking.
I think you have to take an unsentimental unemotional approach to problem solving when it comes to third base, and that pertains to Matt Shaw.
Just say it. Shaw is dead to me.
No, he's not dead to me. He's not dead to me.
He's dead to you.
He is a 22-year-old top prospect in your organization who, not unlike other guys who have come up after going down and still been successful. Anthony Rizzo, you heard the examples last week offered. Yeah. I heard all that as well. I want to believe in that, but I don't think that you can afford to be that patient this season because of everything that we understand about this season.
So for this season.
For this season.
He's dead to you.
No, he's not dead to me. He's not dead to me. I want to be surprised. I want to be pleasantly surprised by Matt Shaw going down to AAA, fixing whatever hitches in his swing or his approach or the toe pointing thing and all the things that we talk about, like we're hitting instructors. You know what? I just want to see the results. He's had results at every level except for the majors. I wonder what spring training with the adductor strain, the layoff and the rush to get back for Japan and all those things, how much that delayed or affected his progress. And you know what? All of it's irrelevant now because you sent him down. You ripped the Band-Aid off. Mm. And so now you made the move. And now that you've made the move, you've got to be almost surgical and strategic in your approach.
But then if...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here's the problem I'm having with what you're saying is, does that mean that because he made the team and then got moved down, that he can't come back this year? He can't be the solution this year.
No, it doesn't mean that at all, because you're not making any hard and fast conclusions. You're Craig Counsell, and you are a practical thinker. You are winning the game that day. Looking ahead. And then this may be where we end up looking at maybe not a friction or tension, but there could be a healthy discussion over what's best for the Cubs in terms of development and what's best for the Cubs in terms of winning games. Because Matt Shaw is clearly in developmental mode, and he was from day one of this season. I don't know that you can afford to develop prospects when you're trying to chase a playoff spot.
They're two games ahead of Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
While enduring the toughest schedule in April of any team in baseball.
Yep.
So I think you got to take that into account, too.
I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think you do.
I think that...
In what way?
When you get to where you're investing your money this year, not next year, not the future, mm-hmm. You know, maybe he's fine for next year. I'm just saying, if you're looking, do you have an internal resolution to the third base position? You got four guys.
When you have four guys, you don't have one guy. That's the old adage for every position in every sport. Here's what I think we're agreeing on. I don't think that you look, if you're 14-10, you're in first place. So I think if the premise is this is a season where you have proven to be good enough to go for it now and put developmental on the back burner.
I agree with that.
That's what you have to do.
And that's what
I think
they
that
have
you
done.
Owe you. But you owe your franchise that.
But I just wanted to make the distinction. If you if you moved him out of there as quickly as you did, and then you say, well, he's not ready, we're going to let him get his act together, and then what you can't do is say, oh, we determined in the third week of the season he's not the guy. So you got to let him have time, and then maybe at the trade deadline, hopefully much earlier, mm-hmm. but whenever, hopefully that's an addition that you weren't necessarily counting on. My problem with him...
It could be.
My problem with him has been since day one, since the first time I got to watch him. Look at all that's going on with that swing. How do you fix that?
It's a lot of motion.
If he goes off the boil, how do you fix it? And I don't think they know how to do that yet.
Well, I don't think that's
the problem.
Because of his unorthodox approach, there's not like a standard response to when he struggles. And frankly, he hasn't struggled at any level ever as a hitter.
He did at the major league.
Well, he did now.
Yeah.
But before that, he hadn't struggled, so there was nothing to address. There was nothing to break down and start over, and now maybe they're at that point. But big picture-wise, this season, you don't count on him, and you were in a position where you put yourself in a spot to count on him. You can't worry about that now. You've got to keep moving on.
What you said is a very interesting point, which is, has anyone seen him play in Charlotte? Are they trying to change his swing?
At Iowa?
I would love to know that.
I don't know that they're going to do a complete teardown.
And I'm not saying they should. Probably I'm just saying.
Tweets. Well, I want them to do whatever. They've got to strike a balance in season of addressing an issue if it got in the way of him having progress at the major league level without making him into somebody who thinks about everything mechanically when he goes up to the plate.
Exactly.
So there's going to be... There's going to be that developmental phase. He may have to relearn some things or change and adjust the way that he approaches hitting. I don't think it has to make major changes, but tweaks, that's part of being a major leaguer, adjusting to the adjustments. So while he does that, you have a division to win. You have a playoff spot to chase. You have a postseason series to eventually win, in theory. You can't worry about Matt Shaw. Nobody was a bigger fan of Matt Shaw than I was in spring training, but you have to move on at some point.
And I got no problem with them doing that, but I do think that when you look at how they handled everything in the offseason – They did say, well, he's going to be fine. He'll be ready to go. And they believed that, and I know that because they didn't sign anybody else. They went with him. And now it didn't work. So this is what I'm saying.
Here's the thing.
You got to admit that didn't work.
I'm not denying that.
I'm saying that's going to be part of the final conclusion.
But all along, as much as I believed that Matt Shaw was an exciting possibility and could be a guy that ends up being in the rookie of the year consideration and all those things.
Yep.
They still chased Alex Bregman. They still...
We got to argue about that one. They finished fourth.
They gave the impression that they had a need at third base that they needed to address. They didn't do it well, but they did pursue him. They left the impression that they swung and missed on him. So the point is that had they not identified third base as a need, if they had felt good about their third base position, they might not have done that.
But... let me ask you, did I just misspeak? Did they finish third and not fourth?
Well, it doesn't really matter if you didn't win.
That's my point.
They didn't do a good enough job of landing somebody who would have addressed right now what is maybe one of your biggest needs.
How would they be doing if they had that guy?
Oh, geez, that's not...
I'm just saying.
Stop.
No, I will not stop just because... Stop. Let's be honest about it. They got rid of seven different guys that played.
I said it at the time. If the Cubs had gotten Bregman, they would be competitive with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They would be leaving no doubt that Ben Brown was right about having the best lineup in the National League. Have you seen what he's off?
He's going nuts.
He's doing good things in Boston. And that's why they were in such hot pursuit. Well, okay. Yep. They weren't in such hot pursuit. They wanted us to believe they were in hot pursuit.
Right.
They built up our hopes and then they were dashed. But with Alex Bregman or a player like him, this Cub team can feel like they could play for a pennant.
The Cubs are playing great. They got a great lineup. It's fun to watch. But you know, when the time comes to assess all these things, you're going to have to look at the fact that they didn't land that guy and that the guy they thought could replace that position in their lineup didn't. At least at this point.
Well, they've got to live with that, Molly. Yes. But you're not going to be paralyzed by that. And you're certainly not going to be affected by that to the point where you believe that casts doubt on everything else that you do. I think it's very interesting, and we can talk about this later because we're going to get to NFL draft talk after the break. But The Athletic did a story over the weekend about the top front offices in baseball.
Yeah.
They interviewed 40 executives and coaches, and they ranked the top 10 front offices in MLB. The Cubs did not receive a vote. They weren't in the top 20. That, to me, speaks to what other franchises think about what the Cubs are as a front office.
Well,
I think that's really telling.
But in fairness, it also speaks to the fact that they haven't been to the playoffs. That they, like if this works and they win the division and they make a run, guess what? They'll get votes next year.
Well, they will, but there are a lot of teams in there that haven't been playoff teams. I think it speaks to the lack of confidence in the ability of the Cubs to do what they need to do roster-wise from a front office perspective to get there and to get back. And that's troubling.
Yeah, that is troubling. No question. I took it as a larger kind of more of an idea that you're rewarding the teams that are competitive right now. And we'll see. They're competitive right now. We'll see if that
they're
takes
good
off.
Right now.
They're very good.
They're very good right now.
No
so
question.
These are issues. Bullpen, third base, starting pitcher.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.